Chapter 7. Driving on Interstates. Interstate and divided highways have largely removed the chance of head-on collisions, but driving on interstates is very different. Safe use of interstates demand a complete awareness of high-speed driving and constant alertness by the driver. Remember that trucks and buses entering the interstate may need extra time to adjust to traffic patterns. Be cooperative and give them extra time and space to adjust to the traffic flow. Slower traffic should drive in the right-hand lane, except when passing. Route numbering and navigation. Most highways are identified by U.S. or state route numbers. Interstate highways are identified by distinctive red, white, and blue shields and are numbered according to certain rules. Even-numbered interstates run east to west. Odd-numbered interstates run north to south. Three-digit numbers with an even first number identify beltways or bypasses around cities. Three-digit numbers with an odd first number identify spur routes. Planning ahead. Since interstate entrances and exits are sometimes far apart, it is important to plan your route in advance. Make sure your vehicle is in good working condition. Before you leave, check your gas, water, oil, and tires, including your spare tire. A breakdown on an interstate can cost you a lot of time and can be dangerous. On interstates, the first guide sign for an interchange is placed well in advance of the point where you must turn off. This permits ample time to change lanes and exit smoothly. You should pay attention to the guide signs to avoid hazardous last-minute maneuvers. It is sometimes necessary to change the number of through lanes on an interstate. Generally, it is clear where a lane is added. Where the lane is removed, the change usually occurs at a fork or an exit. This is usually indicated by a black and yellow panel below the green and white overhead guide sign. Entering an interstate. Traffic enters or exits an interstate at interchanges. An interchange is the intersection of two highways at different levels, over and under, with separate connecting roads for transferring traffic from one highway to the other. This design feature enables vehicles to cross, enter, or leave either road without interfering with other vehicles. Three of the most common types of interchanges are Cloverleaf, Diamond, and Trumpet. You enter an interstate by using an entrance ramp. Make sure you pay careful attention to the signs. Often, an exit ramp will be next to the entrance ramp, marked with Do Not Enter and Wrong Way signs. Look for any advisory speed limit signs on the ramp. These are used if the ramp curves sharply. About halfway on the entrance ramp, start taking these steps. Check interstate traffic. Take quick glances over your shoulder and to the side. Watch the vehicles in front of you entering the acceleration lane. Use your turn signal. Look for a gap in the approaching traffic. Adjust your speed to meet that gap. As you merge, make sure you are traveling the same speed as other traffic. Do not cut sharply to the left to enter the traffic stream. Follow the lane, merge with traffic, and then change lanes. If another vehicle is ahead of you in the acceleration lane, be prepared to adjust your driving should the other vehicle slow or stop without warning. Do not stop on the ramp or acceleration lane. If a gap in traffic is not available, it may be necessary to drive onto the shoulder beyond the end of the acceleration lane and stop. Because entering the traffic stream from a stop is hazardous, use this maneuver as a last resort. Remember that traffic on the interstate has the right of way. You cannot always count on other drivers seeing you or moving over to give you room to enter. Exiting an interstate. Watch for signs telling you where to find the exit you want and the lane you must use. Signal and move into the lane well before you have to exit. Changing lanes at the last moment risks missing your exit or causing a crash. Exit lanes. Most interstate exits have a special lane for you to slow down in before you reach the exit ramp. Never slow down on the interstate. Wait until you are in the deceleration lane, then brake gently until your speed matches the posted exit ramp limit. Stopping on an interstate. Shoulders on interstates are to be used only for disabled vehicles. Do not use the shoulders for changing drivers, reading a map, or other non-emergency purposes. These activities should be done in a rest area or after exiting the interstate. Do not stop in an exit gore, the triangular area between the through lane and the exit ramp. Another driver may try to cross the gore after missing the exit and strike your vehicle. No parking is permitted on the shoulders of interstates. Parked vehicles may be towed. Speeds on interstates. You should never drive faster than the legal speed limit. Do not drive slower than 55 miles per hour on an interstate unless the weather or road conditions are bad or a lower speed has been posted. Always drive at a steady speed. When you drive on interstates at a speed much slower than other drivers, you create a hazard. Crashes may happen because other drivers may be forced to change lanes abruptly. Always drive in the right-hand lane unless passing another vehicle. Adverse conditions. In accordance with Section 17C15-2 of the West Virginia State Code, headlights must be turned on during adverse conditions. Adjust your driving when you encounter adverse conditions. It is especially important to maintain an adequate following distance and adjust your speed to ensure the possibility of a safe stop. You should be particularly alert for stopped vehicles. If your vehicle becomes disabled, move as far off the road as possible, turn on your four-way flashers to indicate your vehicle is stopped, and get everyone out of the vehicle and well away from the road. Put a flare about one vehicle length behind your vehicle and another about 300 feet back. Place each flare on the shoulder near the edge of the through lane. Fog, whether in patches or a haze, can present a visibility problem. If the fog is very dense, it may be better to leave the interstate and use the slower roads to reach your destination. If you are involved in a crash in heavy fog, try to get your vehicle off the road as far as possible. Leaving your vehicle on the road until the police arrives invites further crashes. U-turns. You should never make a U-turn on an interstate. Go to the next exit to turn around before re-entering the interstate. The gravel or paved crossovers in the medians of some highways are to be used only by police and emergency vehicles. Construction zones. You should always be alert for construction or maintenance zones when driving on an interstate or expressway. These zones frequently require that one or more lanes be closed and may cause traffic to slow or stop. Observe and obey special speed limits, traffic control signs, and flaggers. If a lane is closed, signs will be posted well in advance. You should move over to the open lane as soon as possible. Avoid waiting until the last minute to change lanes. Simple safety rule. Pay attention at all times and always observe the signs posted, as well as the directions of flagmen in and around construction zones. They will help you to get where you need to go, and indicate the appropriate speeds for the conditions. In construction zones, the route is often different, the road is often rougher, and there is often large equipment and busy people working in close proximity to your vehicle. They are hard at work maintaining roads or building new structures and are counting on you to help keep them safe by being a cautious and courteous driver.